And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. How are you?
Very good. So welcome back to Windsor.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I was thinking, I said, when I was leaving Israel, I said, I'm leaving one home and going to another home.
Yeah, that's how I feel every time.
It was absolute beautiful experience. And obviously, I encourage anyone that hasn't gone to Israel to definitely go, whether it be with the family, with the not with the family, just with the wife, whatever it may be. It's just something so unique and something so amazing. The air, as we were talking before, the air in Jerusalem is just absolutely amazing, you know. And
uplifting.
Yeah, I don't know if I said this on the last radio show, but maybe, I don't remember. But we were driving up to Tzfat, up north on Yom HaZikaron.
Yeah.
And what hit me the most was we were driving on the highway, and at 8 o'clock the sirens rang at night, and everyone pulled over to the side of the road or stopped where you were, and you got out and you respected, you know, those soldiers, gave respect to those soldiers for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was an experience like, wow, absolutely amazing. And the next day we were in, we were up north in Tzfat, and we were praying by the grave of the Arizal.
Yeah.
And at 11 o'clock in the morning they sounded the sirens again of Yom HaZikaron Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there were a bunch of soldiers up there, and there was quite a bit of people, and we were, the grave is actually quite higher up. And everyone stopped there. And, you know, you saw everyone down below stopping, and had the soldiers up there. They were stopping, they were saluting, you know. It was phenomenal. It was absolutely an experience, like, wow. But, so, thank God we're back into the grind of things, but that will definitely stay with my kids for a very long time.
Oh, for sure. It's a good memory.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, yesterday we just finished the second Pesach, the second Passover, Pesach Sheni.
Yeah.
And some people might know, some people might not know, is what was the purpose of Pesach Sheni? Why did we have Pesach Sheni? And, you know, after a year of the Exodus, God instructed the people of Israel to bring the Passover offering on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, just before Pesach, and to eat it the evening, you know, roasted over the fire together with matzah and bitter herbs, as they have done the previous year when they left Egypt. There were, however, certain people who had become ritually impure through contact with the dead body and could not, therefore, prepare the Passover offering on the day. And they approached Moses and Aaron and they said, why should we be deprived and not be able to present God's offering in its time amongst the children of Israel? Why should we be different? And in response to their plea, God established the 14th of Iyar, which is yesterday, a second Pesach Sheni, for anyone who was unable to bring an offering on its appointed time in the previous month. So this really represents the second chance achieved by someone that wanted to do teshuvah, the power of repentance. And the second Passover means that it's never a lost case. Now, it's interesting because if you go and look look at the times of Pesach, and immediately after Passover, we were taught a very, very important lesson. A lesson which applies to all the following holidays. Because if you think about it, Pesach was the first holiday of the year, as the holiday calendar commences on the first of Nisan, which is when Pesach, the month that it starts. And immediately after this holiday, we are taught an important lesson. A lesson which applies to all of the following holidays, which is the idea of second chances. So, indeed, there is really a biblical mandate designated time for Passover, to bring the Paschal lamb. But a person, for one reason or another, has missed out and did not take advantage of the benefits which the holiday had to offer at that certain time. Nevertheless, he sincerely yearns for the divine assistance and gaining the opportunity still has that chance. Now, according to Kabbalah, the month of Nisan and Iyar are really, really opposite. You know, Nisan, which is the month that is the Pesach, has the level of divine kindness, because that was the month that God redeemed, and redeemed even those who are unworthy of redemption, takes us out of Egypt. Iyar, which is the month that we're in this month,
yeah,
on the other hand, is a month of discipline and self-improvement. The month when we count to Omer, we are counting 49 days from Passover to Shavuot, and we're involved in personal refinement in order to earn the right to receive the Torah next month. Yet any type of Jew has the ability to experience a Nisan redemptive holiday even in the month of Iyar, because the lesson of Pesach Sheni, which falls out in the month of Iyar, teaches us it's never too late. Never think everyone else had already left Egypt weeks ago.
Yeah.
And is well on the way to receiving the Torah. And I haven't even begun my spiritual journey. I am impure. God and the Torah tells us, don't despair. You too can make the Passover leap and join everyone else in the state of redemption, worthy of receiving the Torah on the holiday of Shavuot. Because if you look about, if you think about it, after, in 3 weeks, I think it is from now, or 2.5, 3 weeks, is Shavuot. God gave every single Jew the opportunity that even in the first Passover, when you brought up the Paschal Lamb, you were pure, you're ready to take that plunge and get ready for Shavuot, and you had people that weren't ready yet, those people are not going to be any less treated or not able to receive the Torah. It's no use crying, really, if you think about over spilled milk. Because
yeah,
God has an infinite supply of milk, which He can give us anytime, provided that we have this sincere thirst and express to Him this feeling. So, what is the lesson, if you think about it, that we can learn from Pesach Sheni? That regardless of what happened, regardless of what I've done in my past, regardless of how I've conducted myself with godliness, with God, God gives us a second chance, telling us. Because if you think about it, most of the Jews in the time of Passover, they were pure, they were ready. God had to change now something for a few individual Jews. And God was teaching us that even for a few individual Jews, God is willing to make that happen. God is willing to have that, let him wait a little bit so that every single person should be able to have that opportunity. And that's an important thing in life. Never despair. Something, I didn't get done something, never despair. The next day you'll do it.
It's never too late.
That's the Passover Sheni, the second Passover is, reminding us that we always have a second chance. And not only, you know, sometimes in relationships between our wives, our spouses, our kids, we might say something, we might do something, and we regret it. But then, we fixed it up. It's never too late to forgive someone. It's never too late to grow in spirituality. It's never too late to become a different person and become closer to God. And that's what God teaches us on the second case of shame.
That's nice. And Rabbi, what about services? Now we are back to services.
Services we have every Friday night. We have services at 7 o'clock. And at Shabbat morning, we have services at 9:30. And we have services Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, which is the community minyan, which takes place Sunday at the Shar, Monday and Thursday at the Paris House. We have minyan every week. So, I encourage everyone to come and be part of the community minyan.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing, yep. Have a wonderful week. Good Shabbat.
You too.
Bye-bye.